Hi, everybody. Welcome to another edition of What You Might Have Missed. I'm Mike Spofford for Packers.com. Well, week 13, Packers-Vikings. We all know that Aaron Rodgers can make plays out of the pocket. And against a 4-3 defense like Minnesota's, it's the job of the left defensive end to keep a right-handed quarterback in the pocket so that he can't escape to his right, where it's much easier to make a throw on the run. In a couple of key spots on Sunday, Brian Robeson, the defensive end for Minnesota, did not do a good job, and Rodgers took advantage. Let's take a look. On this first one, we're in the third quarter, and the Packers are trailing 14-13. Now, here's Robeson at defensive end, and he's matched up against rookie right tackle Don Barkley, who came in for TJ Lang after Lang injured his ankle in the second quarter. Now, Rodgers' ability to get out of the pocket on these plays could be the result of a combination of factors. It could be Robeson being a little over-aggressive with his pass rush because of the way the Giants were able to get after Rodgers the previous week. It could be Rodgers being a little more aware of where Robeson is because he's against Barkley, who's a rookie getting his first game action. Or it could be something the Packers saw on film about the way Robeson and the Vikings rushed the passer. Back to the play, Robeson is going to take an outside rush against Barkley, and watch how aware Rodgers is of the voided area. He's not going to waste any time. He's going to slip out to the right, and he's going to get a clear throwing lane to Greg Jennings along the sideline in order for the Packers to pick up a first down. Jennings makes the catch. The very next play, James Starks takes a pitch around the right side, 22 yards for a touchdown, and the Packers have the lead. Now in the fourth quarter, the Packers are going to put together that 18-play drive for a field goal, and they're going to convert four consecutive third downs. On two of those, Rodgers is going to escape to his right and make the play. On this one, it's 3rd and 2 near midfield, and Robeson is going to get a pretty decent pass rush to the outside, but he's going to make the mistake of crashing a little bit too hard back to the inside, which is going to lose the containment and allow Rodgers to get away and scramble for the first down. Now, it's only a 3-yard gain, but it keeps the chains moving. A few snaps later, it's 3rd and 12, and this might be the play of the game. Here's Robeson at defensive end, and the Packers are going to catch him off guard a little bit because JerMichael Finley, who looks like he's just in the slot to run out for a pass, is going to crack down on Robeson and knock him to the inside, and that's going to allow Rodgers to escape outside the pocket right away and find a good throwing lane to Randall Cobb to convert a huge third down and get the Packers in field goal range for the points that are going to seal the game. Those are some key plays Rodgers made with both his feet and his arm. If that left defensive end doesn't keep him contained, Rodgers will make you pay. Hope you enjoyed that, folks. Thanks for watching. I'm Mike Spofford. We'll see you next time.